25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 42 and a north wind from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 65 and a north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low of 42. The wind, light and variable. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s and a light south wind. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high in the upper 60s. At noon Central Time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana were in the mid-50s to the low 60s. Rockford reported 59 degrees at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, 56, in Bloomington, 57, in Mattoon, 59 degrees. All those locations reporting cloudy skies. In Carbondale, light rain was reported, 63 degrees there. Light rain in South Bend, 55. Lafayette, cloudy and 59. Indianapolis reported rain and 60 degrees. Terre Haute, cloudy skies and 60 degrees. Willard Airport at the top of the hour reported a cloudy sky. The temperature 57, the dew point 50. The wind out of the northwest at 12. The relative humidity 77%. The barometric pressure 29.74. And at 12:38 Central Time, 61 degrees in Urbana. On the campus of the University of Illinois, the sky is cloudy. More of the Afternoon Magazine coming up in just a moment. Here on the Afternoon Magazine, you get national news, local news, international news. WILL is your source for the news you need. I'm Celeste Quinn. With me in the studio this afternoon, Heather Miller. She is the manager of member projects here at WILL. And we're here to remind you that this is public radio and it's here for listeners like you and supported listeners by listeners like you. So we would love to hear you from you this afternoon. Join us with a pledge of financial support. The number to call, 217-244-9455. That's 244-9455. Or give online at willpledge.org.
And Celeste, when our listeners make that pledge, here's a little bit of added information. You can make your pledge go just that much farther. Your employer may be one of the ones in our area that will match an employee's contributions. Some businesses also match retirees' or spouses' gifts to WILL, and this is a great way to make your gift of $40 or $52 or $120 work that much harder. The way to find out if your employer will match your gift is to contact the personnel office and ask for the matching gift form, and then you mail that to us. We'll process that for you, and everybody is ahead of the game. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org to start this process.
As a public radio station, we do not sell commercials, so we found a way to fund our work in a most unusual way. Listeners like you provide the single largest portion of the budget, year in and year out. The listeners provide the necessary contributions to keep all the programs you tune in for, like the Afternoon Magazine, like Focus, like Morning Edition, like All Things Considered, on the air. Take a moment now and do your part to keep WILL on the air. Give us a call at 217-244-9455 with your pledge.
If you'd prefer to make a gift online, go to our secure website, willpledge.org, and with your contribution of $52 or more, we'll say thanks with a 15-ounce ceramic mug with our new Illinois Public Media logo. This is cobalt blue. It's gorgeous. We tested it out. It keeps your beverage nice and hot or cold, your preference. But this comes to you when you send us your pledge of $52 or more. Give us a call, 217-244-9455.
And when you tune into the Afternoon Magazine Monday through Friday, you get news, weather, you get market updates, market reports with analysis, and Agrigold is challenging listeners to step up with a pledge of support of Illinois Public Media Agriculture. So if we receive 25 pledges today in support of agriculture, and we know that there are a lot of agriculture listeners out there during the noon hour, Agrigold will add $500 to our pledge total. So far, we've heard from 8 listeners in support of Ag, so we've got 17 calls to go. We hope you'll be one of those 17. And as an added incentive, Dave Dickey is going to add $10 to the pledge of any new agricultural supporter. The number to call with your pledge, 214-944-9455, 217-244-9455. And when you call, mention agriculture. It's 12:43. Practicing one's religion in China can be a political act. Yesterday, more than 100 Chinese Christians were detained because they were praying outdoors. The country's state-run media described the gathering as illegal and accused the Christians as politicizing religion. The arrests came just days after the U.S. expressed serious concerns at a growing crackdown across China of underground churches. Beijing has shrugged off this, saying the U.S. has used human rights as a political instrument to defame other nations. NPR's Louisa Lim was in Beijing when the Christians were arrested.
This confrontation had been brewing for weeks. With a congregation of about 1,000 people, Shouwang Church is one of Beijing's biggest unregistered or house churches. It had been allowed to operate, but the church has been unable to find a space to meet in, a fact they blame on government pressure. In desperation, church elders announced they would meet outdoors. But as the day dawned, elders were forbidden from leaving their homes, and the chosen meeting place was sealed off and surrounded by police officers. So the worshippers split into smaller groups. About 20 people walked to a nearby park where they began their service. They sang of painful, dark despair and how faith had given them hope. More people kept arriving and joining the others. One young man, who asked that his name not be used for his own safety, came with news that 5 friends had been detained.
At first I wasn't scared. Now that I've heard people are being taken away, I am a bit scared.
As the worshippers prayed, a policeman appeared in the distance, speaking into his walkie-talkie. I asked the young man whether it would be worth it getting arrested for this.
As long as they don't hang any other labels on me. If they say I was detained for my faith, it would be worth it. But if they say there were other political factors, that would be far from the truth.
Then men in black jackets started to arrive, wearing earpieces, carrying walkie-talkies, the plainclothes security agents. They've been more visible in the past few months as China moved to ensure online calls for an Arab-style Jasmine revolution did not bear fruit. On this day, the worshippers prayed on, their eyes shutting out the world, their voices never wavering. The young man spoke up in prayer. Our brothers and sisters have been detained, he said, but I thank God for this place to worship. All the while, the net of security was slowly closing in. As the service ended, the inevitable happened. Go, 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 shouted the police. The worshippers were herded to a bus. Church leaders had told them not to resist arrest. Let them take us away, just like a lamb to the slaughter, were the words used in a letter to the congregation. Meanwhile, my presence was causing a stir. Plainclothes security demanded ID. I told them I was a journalist for a U.S. news organization. As they manhandled me, I threatened to call the U.S. embassy. You think I'm scared of the U.S. embassy, one spat out. They can't control me. The words of one plainclothes thug. But in the week that China shrugged off the U.S. human rights report, those words seemed almost symbolic. Sam Zarifi from Amnesty International says the message is clear.
The gloves are off. There's no question that at this point the Chinese authorities are sending all signals to their own citizens, and at this point quite overtly to the U.S. and the outside world, that the Chinese authorities will simply not tolerate any group that is not just critical, but does not directly obey the Chinese Communist Party's control.
"169 worshippers were detained, according to the U.S.-based China Aid Group. It says they were interrogated and some asked to sign documents promising not to worship outdoors again. It's not clear if all have been released. I was detained briefly, as were two other foreign journalists. This is just one small scene in the Chinese government's struggle to reassert its control. The willingness to send in the police against praying Christians once again underlines Beijing's obsession with stability and that it no longer seems to care what the outside world thinks." Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
News coverage, analysis, and features you won't find anywhere else. Please show your support for NPR News and for WILL. This is Membership Week on WILL. I'm Celeste Quinn. During this week, we take time to ask you to contribute to WILL. We use your contribution, along with the contributions from businesses and foundations and other listeners, to pay the costs of staying on the air. But it all starts with you, because listeners provide the largest single source of funding we use to stay on the air. Please call with a contribution today. Heather Miller is with me in the studio.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi.
If you make a gift today at the $60 level or more, we'd be happy to send, as our thank you gift, our newest line of stainless steel travel mugs. And this is a really sweet mug. It's steel inside and out to keep your beverage hot. It's got your choice of orange or blue and a lovely snap-down lid to keep what you've poured inside from spilling out. I love it. Holds 16 ounces of your favorite beverage, and we'd love to send it to you as a thank you when you make a pledge of 217-244-9455. Support the news service you listen to.
You may also make a pledge online at willpledge.org. Either way, we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. 244-9455 online at willpledge.org. Thank you.
And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday. It's the 11th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Mark Strand, born Summerside, Canada, 1934. It's the birthday of the poet Christopher Smart, born Shipbourne, England, 1722, whose best-known poem is an ode to his beloved cat, Geoffrey, from his longer poem, Jubilate Agno, which he wrote while he was locked up in an